on the Be About It show. You may have heard it's the Boss Up Nation NZ. The 22 twins are coming back to Aotearoa, Okalari Tamaki Makaurau for their event. You know, every time this goes on the scene, all our wahine toa in Okalani just pop up because they want to get their hands on their heels, but also get the vibes pumping. It's finally time. Grab your girls and show out. We have got our queens on the phone right now, and they're tuning in live on our show. I'm super excited because they're just doing the most. They were traveling. They're in Bali. They're out here, they're out there, they're doing the most, but I've got them on air right now. Kia ora, my beautiful queens, how are we feeling?
Kia ora! How are you, Tina? So good to hear your beautiful voice and feel your energy through the phone.
You know what? I love you both, like, genuinely, because you do the most and you really give your all to everything, whether it's, you know, at an event, whether you're supporting or you're uffing in a lot of things. They're based here and they're going to be doing the most for this event that's coming up. Boss Up Nation NZ is here, Tamaki Makaurau. And I wanted to ask, ladies, please introduce your beautiful selves to Okalani. Let them know who you beautiful queens are.
All right, so kia ora to all of our beautiful listeners out there. You're here with Jenna and Milena. We are the 22 twins with a background in performing arts, beauty, and social work. And we are the founders of Boss Up Nation NZ, a space that we created for women to come and, you know, feel confident, build some self-confidence in a safe space, have some fun, and feel really, really empowered, because it's so important, it's so needed. Yes, and we need to create more spaces like this. Yes.
Love it, my sis. And, you know, ladies, when it comes to Boss Up Nation, we always know it's going to be bringing not just the vibes, but yous are always bringing this, like, atmosphere of, you know, resilience, wahine toa, and just the spirit of the event. It just really gets our ladies on a vibe. And, you know, that's a testament to the comments I'm seeing here. Like, can't wait, finally. Yes, where do I get my tickets? And, you know, ladies, what is it about this particular event and all these workshops you've been doing, you know, throughout the years, and bringing it back for another fusion of just hip-hop, but also bringing your just inner sassiness to the front? Yes. And seeing the vibes pop off in front of a mirror. But talk to me, ladies, talk to me.
You know, I think we're really intentional about creating an environment and experience, actually. So Boss Up Nation is really about creating a special, unique experience for women, so that when they come, they're just leaving feeling really good. Like, they've got the vibes. They were able to let their hair down and be themselves for a moment, because I think that's a really important aspect for us wahine, is that, you know, a lot of the time we put ourselves on the back burner. We kind of go last. We take care of the family, the house, and everything like that. Boss Up Nation is an experience and an opportunity for wahine to just really reflect on themselves, have a couple of hours to do that with their girls, you know, get on the floor, you know, put their heels on. I think heels has been a really amazing vehicle to be able to deliver this for women, because, you know, women want to feel confident and sexy, but sometimes it comes with a little bit of judgment. It's kind of like, side eye, why? Uh-huh. Why do you want to do that? Yes, why do you want to, you know, kind of explore those sides of yourself? But what we're looking at it from is a well-being aspect, because if we don't kind of, you know, lean into the feminine, if we don't have opportunities and spaces to lean into our femininity, you know, without those judgments and stuff, mm-hmm. we're not kind of taking care of our overall haora, our whole self, our whole well-being. So it is quite important.
I love it. You know what? For those that are tuning in right now, Boss Up Nation, check them out on Instagram and also Facebook. You can see our queens. They're just business, workshops, everything. They do it all. And this is not only just for dance. You know, this was for yourself to network with other like-minded wahine in the scene who just want to feel and live their best life and do it with heels. And, you know, I have to say as well, ladies, you know, you've done this from the ground up, you know, building up up this platform and also, you know, building up women here in Aotearoa, and you've been traveling as well, bringing all those dynamics back to home. And how has that been to really, like, you know, go outside of Aotearoa, do what you are doing, and then come back home and be like, you know what, we gotta level this up and do even more?
Man, I think, you know, for us, like, so growing up, we grew up in a small town, and, like, you know, I think getting out there in the world and seeing what's out there and finding inspiration and, you know, through travel, bringing it back. Like, we went to LA a couple of years ago. We came back with a Boss Up Nation 90s event, and it was just really cool. Like, it wasn't just about the event itself. It was also being on the Walk of Fame, going to see Tupac's star site, you know, his star, and just experiencing the actual culture of hip-hop and things like that. Our background in hip-hop dance and just all the things that, you know, we have studied. Even Jen, she's a qualified beauty therapist, and so that's another side to it as well.
Yes.
Helping women feel beautiful or, you know, look good. These are things that we've really intertwined into Boss Up Nation, the services that we provide as well, like we do makeup. You know, that's all about helping women feel really good. And I think we're both really about people and community, so it's kind of merging all of our love and our experiences,
bringing it back.
Yeah, into Boss Up Nation and giving it back to our wahine, really. And, like, I think we do it in quite a different way, because you don't have to have any dance experience.
Anyone can come.
You know, we've got ladies who just entered into motherhood and they want to come along. They've got no dance experience. They've never done it before. So we create an opportunity for them to dive in and have a chance to do that.
Yeah. I love it. And you know what? Every year or every time yous are hitting the scene, whether it's online or in person, you're always bringing the energy. And for those that are tuning in right now, tickets are still available, so you can get them quick before they sell out, fam. It's $50 per person down at the Zeal West, 20 Alderman Drive, Henderson. As we say here, limited spots. So don't be one of those last minute ones like, sis, I got to get my tickets. Saturday the 28th, and it's happening on the 29th. Get your tickets right here, right now. I wanted to speak more, ladies, about how it's been for you, ladies, you know, coming in, doing business, working with our wahine, but also embracing and doing all this movement and businesses. And I just really love, every time I click on your page, it's inspirational. Like, look at the girls killing it, whether it's in fashion, yous are just doing the most. And how, you know, what really keeps you both inspired and really keeping the level of just being you, you know, being genuinely you both to Aotearoa?
I think, what keeps us inspired, it's people like you, Tina, doing the thing. Like, this is the Be About It show. Like, you're fully about it. And I'd just like to mention to everybody, so Tina's actually our collaborator for this event.
Let's go! I'm doing my pop, I'm doing my pop.
She's doing her pop, ta-ta, and she's bringing all the beautiful energy. It's going to be amazing. But yeah, people like yourself, Tina, really do keep us inspired. Like, as you say, we are out there doing it. It's back-to-back, it's hectic. But, you know, I think keep our whānau, you know, our mum too as well. She's a big inspiration for this. Boss Up Nation would not exist without her. It was her direction, her mothering was very, hey, do what makes you happy. Don't sweat the small stuff. Know who you are and believe in yourself. And I think that really helped Boss Up Nation exist. And so it's definitely the women in our lives who are our main inspiration. Yes, definitely.
Oh, wow. Ladies, I wanted to also ask, you know, some of the juicy, juicy questions, because it's about being about it. And, you know, with you both, you've always come across wahine who, you know, fall short to their potential or kind of get hit you know, coming through things and, oh, I don't know if I can do that, sis. I don't know if I can do this, sis. And what's your take on that, ladies? Because I just feel you both have such a testimony to how you have been who you are today. And just for our Wainito, even for our men, even all our listeners out there that are tuning in right now, you know, with you both and your journey, how have you maintained that level of like challenges and, you know, setbacks and, you know, coming, doing this and then just overcoming a lot of things? And how have you maintained that, like, you know, we're just going to keep doing us?
Yeah, I think, you know, I guess we're all faced with challenges, right? Everyone, every day, you know, we're not immune to that. For us, what's up really become a driving force and a mentality. So when we're experiencing those hard times, like, and feeling like, oh gosh, we either can't do it, maybe we want to give up, maybe, you know, like, how do we figure it out? How do we get through it? We really, literally say to ourselves, okay, it's time to boss up. This is the bossing up we need to do. In these challenging moments, we kind of just, you know, speak that to ourselves and remind ourselves that, okay, to either get to where we want to be or have this amazing event, we need to rise to the occasion and we need to boss up.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, ladies, when it comes to really, like, finding what you're good at, what's your take on that? Because a lot of our people out here sometimes find it hard to just really put the heels on or wear that outfit or, you know, I'm going to go to that event or I'm going to, you know, do something different or, yes, I'm going to get that man or I'm going to get that, you know, get that vibe. I'm going to go do what I want to do. And when it comes with Boss Up, like the title itself, you know, really comes through that, like, I'm a be about it. And for you ladies, like, you know, how has it been for you both to kind of like choose you first? Because that's what I see every time I click on Boss Up. It's like, look at these girls. Just, it's, I am going to do it. Like, I just always get inspired by the content you both have, whether you guys are taking clothes out of a box, like, wiggled this outfit, like, you know, it's just like the vibes, like, oh damn, I gotta go check that website to get my outfit, you know. It's like,
yeah,
it gets you excited about being a wahine, you know. You gotta love every bit of yourself.
That feminine energy, that goddess energy, that feminine fire, and tapping into that. Hey, that's what Boss Up Nation's designed to do, the environment, the space that we've created, and using heels. What it is, it's not really about that style of dance. It is that is a more feminine style. That's why we've chosen it. That's the way that we're using this. So women can come and they can dress up. They can feel good. They can feel divine and fine. And you know, just like that feel good aspect, but it's designed to step into your power one step at a time. Put in your heels and take one step at a time. You know, if you are feeling that kind of way, then this is created and designed just to take that one step, just to step out of your comfort zone just enough that you feel that just 1% more confident. That is bossing up. It doesn't have to be about, oh, I went and I did this whole class, and it can really be, I just took a step into a new space. I deserve time for myself, and I chose to go to an event or a class. And it's really one step at a time, wahine ma. It's putting on our heels and realizing that we are so divine and feminine that we don't have to be fully trained dancers. Like, if we want that feeling to experience it for ourselves, it's right here. It's at Boss Up Nation. It's in teaching to empowering women, but it's one step at a time.
Oh my gosh, ladies, I love it. And, you know, talk to us, Fano. Talk to us about what's happening at this event happening on the 29th of November. The poster is killer. You can also check out the many content on the page of Boss Up Nations and the 22 Twins, where you can see what they're all about. You know, this is, they ain't playing no games when it comes to the poster and the content. But ladies, please tell us what's happening on this day to really get the vibes out there to Aotearoa.
All right, so you know, every Boss Up Nation, it is a vibe. It's an experience. We have a live DJ. We have goodie bags, so that's included in your ticket prices. You get two dance sessions. One is the Heels experience, and then our beautiful... I think though, Tina, you know, another point of difference about this Boss Up Nation event, and we're really excited to be back in Auckland. It's so cool. But you know, Afrobeat is huge around the world right now, and for us, you know, we've delivered events where we've had you run Hula Fit, we've had other people come in and teach hula or twerk and things like that. I think, you know, picking Afrobeat for this event, it's an opportunity for our queens to come and gain another sort of experience. They've never sort of engaged with the style. They're going to be learning about the culture of, you know, dance and music. Like, I think it's really important. And one thing that we do always want to do is to get people in who are from their culture, who are, you know, respectfully able to deliver that for our wahine. So it's really, really important that it comes from someone within that ethnicity, within that culture group that has the experience. But yes, so that's going to be us at Boss Up Nation.
We have Alistair.
We have surprise performances as well.
Now we have our guest artist. They have just placed at World Hip Hop Championships over in LA. And we'll have Alistair here joining us. He's going to be one of our guest performers. We do have other surprise guest performers, but we're not going to announce them just yet. They will be in their heels, and you will know their name as well. So it's exciting stuff.
Damn, I'm just so excited. You know, I can see the caption shaking that ass. You know, for those that are tuning in right now, it's got it with the exclamation mark. So when you see the exclamation mark, you know it's all about that. And I am just ready for the heat. We're ready for the heat. You know, without saying much, fam, I also want to pass this opportunity on to our ladies. You know, for your story, ladies, you know, in regards to bringing this to the heart of what it is, coming from a small town, and I want to bring it back to that one as well. And, you know, the way that you've created this brand, what is it about, you know, this particular space that you've, you know, brought from your home, small town, and you've shared it with others that you'd like to, you know, remind Aotearoa, but also the world about how you can actually make it. You know, this is your success story. And I really wanted to touch on that because it's quite hard, you know, creating a brand and connecting with people, creating the way, like, just, it's just a lot of time and effort that goes into producing all of this, ladies. And I just wanted to, you know, hear from your side of what it's meant for you, ladies, to make it out of your small town.
I think, like, we've kind of always had that mindset. Like, so our older sister, she traveled the world. She was a flight attendant for 20 years. She, you know, they'd always come back and say to us, hey, like, when you guys go to this place or when you travel here. So our mindset was always a lot bigger than where we were placed. And I think, you know, that's a message I'd like to leave with everyone. It does not matter where you come from. It doesn't matter, like, maybe what you start with or what you have right now. What's really important is you pursue. I feel like the dreams are given to those who are meant to build them. So I do think it's really important that, you know, pursue it. Get excited about your dreams and your visions as well. I think being excited about what you want to do, even on the hard days, you know, it keeps you motivated. It keeps you kind of looking forward. My main one on that is it really doesn't matter where you're from, where you come from. You honestly can do it. You know, I guess for us as well, a big thing has been we wanted to inspire people through the process, so just sharing the journey. And you've touched on that, Tina. Like, you're like, man, I see you guys doing business. I see you guys. So, you know, even social media for us, it really is just sharing the journey. It's quite simple. It's quite easy for us. But we do hope that people gain a lot of inspiration from that and motivation to do their thing and, you know, really be about it. And what I would say
what I would say, Tina, because, you know, I'm the younger twin in this, you know, in our business. And, you know, I'm lucky I have my sissy. She's a bit of a mentor. And for me, that experience is, I'm able to say, if you dream of something and you think it's going to require a lot of things, you know, I encourage you to get around the people who have the skills. If you feel like, I don't know how to set up a website, maybe just whatever it is that you're questioning, get around the people who do know, who will support you, and really get close to them and do it that way. You don't have to do this on your own. And, like, if I was on my own in this, I wouldn't be... Boss Up Nation would never be what it is. But together, collaboratively, we built a business that is, you know, it's built together. It's taken the best of each other. But I would say, yeah, that collaboration is a really beautiful way to build, to learn, and to grow. So if you can and you're able to, really use that as a tool for yourself.
I love it. My gosh. You know what, Fado? You're going to be getting more than just dance. You're going to be getting everything. And I just think we're super blessed to have these queens. You know, it's time to boss up. We are now in November. It's December. What are you doing to boss yourself up for 2026? You got to fill your kete up. You got to fill your vibes up. Merging into 2026, fam. And I am just spilling the tea. The tea is you got to boss up before 2026. Because if you're still feeling some type of way... Come on, Fano. It's 2026 in 1 month's time. And you've got better
literally.
Literally.
That's it, Fano.
What better way to bring in the vibes? And ladies, before we wrap up today, I just wanted to leave it to you just to leave any other information, acknowledgements, shout-outs that you'd like to make to anyone that, or everyone that's been a part of your journey for the Boss Up Nation.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we just want to thank, first of all, our beautiful Whānau support system. They are amazing. Like, they enable us to be able to do this, to deliver these events and classes. Without them, it wouldn't happen. So, special mention to them. Thank you, Mom. Shout out to you, girl. You are the epitome of Boss Up, and we absolutely appreciate you. To all of our collaborators, including yourself, Tina, we love you guys. We are so grateful. We love you, girl. We're so grateful that we have, you and all of our collaborators have been a part of Boss Up Nation. You, the talent that you bring, the energy, you know, that's all part of it. We're super, super grateful for that. And lastly, just to all of our sponsors who helped to create this environment, helped to make women feel special, sharing your business, sharing your products in our goodie bag, just supporting the kaupapa, even if it's just behind the scenes. To our DJs, DJ Yolanda,
the sister's on fire.
She is our official Boss Up Nation DJ, she's a big part of Boss Up Nation as well. So just, all those special mentions out to those people, because literally it would not be what it is without all of you. And to our community, the mamas that come along, the women that are looking for these spaces, the girls who come and throw down like they're ready. Like they come, shake their ass, like they are the vibe. They bring like all of their beautiful energy, like all of it, and support each other. That's what makes Boss Up Nation Boss really what it is.
I love it, my ladies. And thank you so much. Hey, fam, you never know. Our special guest might be Chris Brown. So you might want to get your heels ready, fam, because you might want to get your moves on for league ready for the 29th of November. But for those that are tuning in, yes, just one last final get up for the Saturday, 29th of November, 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. Zeal West, 20 Alderman Drive, Henderson. Limited spots, Fano. Tickets $50 per person. And I've got the link right here. You literally can go on Google, Instagram, Facebook, type in Boss Up Nation NZ. You can see it, click on it. You know what to do after that. So even if you are on it as well, tag the fam and the Fano in it as well. Boss Up Nation NZ. Get excited and get ready. So ladies, meitake atawai, kia ora. Thank you so much for your time, for coming on the show today. I just can't wait to see our girls in person, because I... they are the vibe. And for those that are tuning in as well, I think it's super epic that you get to, you know, vibe with a lot of the things that are happening right here in Tamaki Makaurau. And this event, you don't want to run away from it as well. But also, 2026 is around the corner and you don't want to miss it. For those that are tuning in right now, I also want to highlight a shout out to what's happening in Darwin. So Darwin Fashion Week had been going on, and Talosia Haulangi, who is the owner and ambassador but also director behind Talosia Management, and you might want to see what they do as well, because Talosia has got Darwin Fashion Week happening next year. And what better way to bring fashion to the front and the foreway? He's got his latest podcast in regards to, you know, what's happening at, the Darwin Fashion Week, but also for his latest on Naomi Campbell, you know, being an icon and also a Nokiai named Model of the Year. For those that aren't aware, you know, one of the prestige awards that are happening in the fashion industry. So if you are a model, you're a talent, or you're wanting to get into the scene of modeling, make sure you jump on Facebook right now, type in Temp NZ, and you shall see the vibes from our Model of the Year, Anok Yai, who was named Model of the Year. And I just think it's super epic that you see opportunities like this, because being here in Aotearoa, especially in NZ, you know, sometimes we look at it and we're like, really, would we make that far in the world? But look at the success of what some of our talent can do in Aotearoa. And I think it's one of those ways, and also creating opportunity for yourself to really make it, break it, and just get out there in the world. So for those that are tuning in right now, jump on right now, Temp NZ, and check out that podcast story. But also listen out to Talosia for his latest updates on the Darwin Fashion Week. So if you aren't aware, Darwin Fashion Week is massive, just like what we have for Sydney Fashion Week, Melbourne Fashion Week, Australia Fashion Week, New Zealand Fashion Week. They had Darwin Fashion Week, and it's just a great way to really see creativity at the forefront, but also bringing all the vibes here in Australia, but also New Zealand. It's like an Australasian type of vibe thing that we like to see. And I also wanted to highlight that Talosia Haulangi has been contributing to the arts and the culture here in Aotearoa. I would say specifically in Auckland. He did a lot of work down in South Island as well, but a lot of his work is like a retro, old school, modern, with the twist of the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s style with a Pacific twist. So if you want to see a lot of the work of that fashion, jump online right now, Temp NZ, or you can put Talosia Haulangi and just connect. Connect. I think when I'm meeting a lot of people in the community and they're asking about, you know, fashion or how to stay connected, I always say just carry a notebook. You know, we're in a generation right now where you got your phone. You know, you got your phone and you're just kind of like, how am I supposed to connect, or but it's just literally writing some goals out. What do you want to do in the fashion scene? What do you want to do in the modeling scene? What do you want to do in the pageantry scene? Write that all down. Connect with the people. Even if it's crazy, even if it sounds like I want to meet Naomi Campbell, because once you've written that goal down, it's up to you to actually make it happen. And for me, I am a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. Who isn't? You have to dream about something to make it a reality. And I feel like that's the beauty of, you know, really loving everything about your goals and dreams and aspirations. That's the beauty of life in my eyes. Well, on the Be About It show it is. And if you've got anything that you'd like to share around your fashion world, or, you know, story that you want to share around your fashion modeling pageantry world, you can email me ebmartistry1@gmail.com, or you can jump online, type in Planet FM 104.6, send them a message and we shall stay connected. And you can even be a guest on the show, just like that, whanau. So for those that are tuning in, just a little wrap up of today. Afrobeats and Heels, Boss Up Nation NZ. We've got the live live DJ goodie bags, giveaways, and my favorite, we've got different dance sounds happening. So if you are around the area, fam, make sure you stay connected, but also